Lessons from the late Parshas Devarim. Shabbos Chazoin. A very difficult Shabbos. It is Shabbos Tisha B'Av. We know that it's Nidche. But a lesson hopefully that will allow us this week, where we mamish have the bulk of our 9 days, will help us focus on these difficult days. A new sefer that we start, the end of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, the last 5 weeks of his life. Some point out that the sefer really ends with Sefer Bamidbar. And Devarim's like this interesting sefer. Of course, it's our fifth sefer of the Torah, but it's just a reculmination of what's going on. The Svas Emes asks a very good kasha. In the discussion, already in Perek Aleph, So Moshe Rabbeinu tells us what happened. And he tells the story of the Meraglim. And the Pasuk tells us, again, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, he says, what happened? Ve'ichu bi'adam priyech, I told you to go to the land. And they came back with the peiros. V'lo evitem la'alot. And you didn't want to go. V'tomru al-pi ha'shem l'kechem. You rebelled against God. You don't want to do what the right thing was. So says the Svas Emes, a very pashut question. Now, anybody who did the Chet HaMeraglim already died in the Midbar. That was the sin. What we remind ourselves of on Tisha B'Av, Bechiya B'Doiras. It all started with that Tisha B'Av. That Tisha B'Av day, when Bnei Yisrael heard the news, they cried and they wailed and they showed their disbelief in the Emunas Hashem. And Hashem, of course, the famous Gemara, I'm going to give you a Bechiya B'Doiras. So ask the Svas Emes, that happened already. Why are we rehashing it? And it's not their fault. The people that are here were not the people who sinned. So says the Svas Emes, a very important lesson. Svas Emes says, because he's saying to them, your generation has to be metaking this Isser. The idea, says the Svas Emes, is that your point, your being of who you are, is really to, for us as Jewish people, to be metake. We have to fix what was broke. Even if you didn't do it, it doesn't matter. Right? We often have, I'm sure you, this is a good waiter story, right? You're in the dining room, and you notice on the floor, a kid threw a water bottle. And you go to the other kid, excuse me, do me a favor, pick up the water bottle. I didn't do it. So you say to him, it doesn't matter who did it, someone's going to trip over that water bottle. Right? It's our job as Jews to fix the mistakes. And now, says the Svas Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jewish people, I know it wasn't you, and maybe it was your father, your grandfather's, but you have to mitake that. And I thought that this was perfect because this goes in line of another idea that the Svas Emes says. There is a beautiful Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says in Meseches Yuma, She'aluz Rabbi Elazar, Amru, kol dor she'enu nivne biyamov, malanov kiluhu hechriva. In any generation that we live in, that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as if you destroyed, you burnt the Beis HaMikdash. You are responsible if the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt this year. You destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So all the Mefarshim ask, what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Svas Emes answers, it's in his Perush on Devarim, and he says the following. He says the following, if you don't mind, I'll read it. I don't care if you mind either. So he says, Svas Emes beautifully says the following. When it comes to, let's see if I can find it, sorry. When it comes to the sin of the Beis HaMikdash, and there are, of course, famous Gemaras, what was the sin? Whether it's sin aschinem, shal bircho batorah tzchila, we weren't machmir in the din, the three cardinal sins. Bechol dor she'enu nivne b'yamav kilu nichra b'yamav, says the Svas Emes. Kasha lahavin, shehar b'dori sadikim. There are great rabbis in other generations. I'm going to build the Beis HaMikdash. What about Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's generation? What about the Rambam's generation?
V'nir lefaresh, ki kol yomei hadoretz mistarfim, umat chinisim, kol ha'orot shel avodas b'nei salios roim legula. Every single generation has the orot, has the ability to bring the geula closer to us. We're a step closer. We shouldn't look at it, we're a step further away. We're a step closer to that. And just like the Sfas Emes's vort over here, you rebelled. I didn't rebel, it wasn't me. I didn't drop the water bottle, it was somebody else. No, your generation. You're a generation that didn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's your fault. You didn't metaken it. So today was Torah Day in Campus Torah. It's a beautiful thing. Kids sitting and learning Torah all day. That's tikkun number one. How do we increase our Torah learning during this time? Why? Because the Gemara says, Shlo, Birchu BaTorah Tchila, wasn't necessarily meant that they didn't learn Torah. They actually were learning a lot of Torah then. It wasn't important to them. No questions. I'm not asking any questions now. Don't raise your hand. But how many of you maybe forgot to say Birchas HaTorah this morning? How many of you don't say Birchas HaTorah? How many of you walk into davening 7:15 at 7:30 and Birchas HaTorah is not something on your mind right now? Birchas HaTorah means I think the Torah is important. I should baruch abonim mikol ha'amim. It's not stam an intellectual pursuit. It's not stam I want to make the most money in the camp so I became a waiter and therefore I have to learn what am I going to do, Nebuch? No, this is it. That's how you're attacking what happened. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, my Shechina is only going to be in Dalet Amos Shalacha. Sin of Shechina, what have you done? Have you been nice to somebody? You know, I know how difficult it is serving the hordes after the Siyam. It's hard. Can I have my chicken? Can I have my chicken? We'll give you chicken in your face. You know, what are they going to do? Not tip me, Dad. They'll tip me anyway. It's hard. How do we rebuild based on this? That's the idea, Rabbi Yisai. We need to be reminded of this. It's scary to say. This Tisha B'Av, we're going to be done. Do we actually feel it? What are you doing with your time during this week? We'll discuss maybe, possibly, in our halachic shiur today, taking days off, what can I do, what can't I do? Getting a lot of questions lately. The proba for the rabbi of the camp. And this is a question. What do I do? So do you think about it? What does it mean not to have a Beis HaMikdash? What would a Liyah Regal look like? Do I even think about it? Do I think of what Koinim B'Avodosam, Liyah Duchonim, we daven Musaf 24 hours ago or something like that. You daven Musaf for some people. 24. What did you mean when you said it? There's a fascinating Maharsha, where the Maharsha says something very, very interesting. This is the Maharsha. It's not a Chassidish Shavuot. It is. It's become a Chassidish Shavuot. But it says that the 3 weeks are 21 days, even though I know they're 22 days, but they're 21 days. And they symbolize, the Maharsha says, the 21 days we have from Rosh Hashanah until the end of Shmini Atzeres. Right? From what we call, let's forget, Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. And each day is like one of those days. And you can go full end. If you want to take Chassidish Sfarim out, you can go full end. And Rosh Chodesh Av was the first day of Sukkot, the day that Aaron HaKohen died. And there's a reason for that. Anunei HaKavod, the Kavod, how do we bring it back to our own life? Okay, Yishkoyach. So then what does it turn out? It turns out, according to that logic and that idea, that Tisha B'Av is Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. And there we have the famous idea, Kashali Predaschem. Right? Every rabbi that decides to do a, you know, wants to be Chassidish, and even on Yontif, we don't have a Chiyuv of Shal Shudas, but we do a Suda. At last, what's a Chassidish Rebbe's do this. My kids, Baruch Hashem, we go to the son of the Kavishan Rebbe, we like to go to the, when he has Ni'ilas HaChag, it's called. And all the rabbis like to say, no, that's it. Rosh Hashanah, this has been it. 21 days. What are we going to do? Kashuli Predas, and the Rosh Hashanah says, I don't want you to leave. But if you actually think about the line, it's a strange line. I haven't thought about it, so I heard a great idea from Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. He quoted it actually in the name of, he was at Rabbi, one of the Willig boys had a baby, not Rabbi Willig Sr., but the other father, grandfather of the baby, said the following thing. Because actually, Dr. Weinberger, so he says like this. Kashli pray daschem. So what's the question, the obvious question? What does that mean? Starting tonight, God's going to leave us? Some of us think of that, right? When you're in your Shana Aleph, and you have to stay in for Yontif, and then you have a few days off. Haha, I'm going to go to Ben Yehuda tonight. Kashli pray daschem. That means Hashem left. What does it mean, Kashli pray daschem? The Ribbono Shel Olam's always with you. So he said like this. He was saying, you had a simcha, and Baruch Hashem, when you have a simcha, so a lot of times you have all, the whole family's there. The whole family, they live in all different places, the four corners of the earth, and everybody came in for the simcha. So the grandfather says, Kashli pray daschem. How difficult is it for me? In one location, I get to see all my grandchildren, maybe great-grandchildren. Wow! The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Kashli pray daschem, you're all together. All celebrating my Torah. All celebrating what Shmini Atzeres is all about. Ah, that's difficult. And I was wondering if we take it the next step. And this is really deep. And we say something remarkable. It's hard to say it almost. Right? The 3 weeks are not anything you thought it was until now. Because if you hold from this, again, Marsha. We're talking Marsha here. I'm not quoting the Baal Shem Tov. Okay? I'm quoting the Marsha. If you hold this Marsha, so then there is actually something special, unique about the 3 weeks, and certainly the 9 days. And you know what it is that you have an entire nation that's mourning for something they don't understand the slightest thing about. And I don't care if you, well, I've been to the Kotel. No, I went to the tunnel tours, Rabbi. I get it. No, I went to Machon HaMikdash. I saw. And when I walk to the Kotel, I see the menorah. You don't get it. There's nothing. It's hard. Famous story, of course, I'm sure you heard about Napoleon. It's Tisha B'Av night. And he goes and he says, what's going on here? Everybody seems so gloom and doom. Yeah? And they said, the temple was destroyed. They said, which shul in the community was destroyed? What did you say? No. The temple 2,000 years. He says, because the Jews will last forever. If they're sitting on the floor for something they don't even fully get, that's Kashli Pray Daschem. We spend an entire week trying so hard, again, we'll discuss very shortly, with all of these chumras of the 9 days. There's no 9 days like it. No meat? Oh, you Ribbono Shel Olam. No music. No laundry? No showers? Don't worry. Right? But all these different things? And we're all having a, finally, we're saying, oh my God, and everybody's focusing on Sinas Chinam and they say we want to do Avos Chinam. And everybody's focusing on all. Kashli Pray Daschem comes along one of the strangest days of the year again. And that's Tisha B'Av. Right? Because Tisha B'Av is called a Moyed. And maybe if you actually do the correct analogy, by the way, it's actually this 22nd day, because maybe it's not even included because it's something unique. It's something like out of the ordinary. That you don't say Tachlon on what's called the saddest day of the year. So is it the saddest day of the year? It's not. No, one day it won't be the saddest day of the year. So now say Tachlon. And when it's not, so we won't say we'll have a Simcha. No. And then all of a sudden Chatzos comes and we're all of a sudden sitting on chairs again. And the lights go on, the Baruchas goes back, and we're putting Tefillin on. And that's when the Beis HaMikdash actually was destroyed. Not this year, but that's the worst part of it. Okay, so Kina L'David, right? It should have been Mizbod. Because why? God's still with us. Isn't that the greatest part of that day? Tell you a bad story about Rabbi Hartstein. One of the reasons why I won't get the position I'm not seeking. Sunday says something very unique in America. We don't have Sundays in Israel. So Baruch Hashem, I'm here Sunday. I can't do the normal thing. We usually go boating and this, but we don't do that during the time. So, okay, at the end of the day, I was able to hang out with my wife. We went biking. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. We went 6 miles around. It was terrible. I was dying. And the Amish people were even going faster than us. They were, yeah. Anyway, so I was preparing to shear a little bit today, whatever. And so I had the taiva, you went to YouTube. And YouTube, I don't know which, if you know what YouTube is, but it knows me very well because it has suggested for me. There was a video, a suggestion for Rabbi Hartstein, and I pressed it, and it was a guy that I know very well, Avi Gans, great tzaddik. Okay, so you know, okay, calm down. The voice, that's what it was. The voice. Oh, so if you remember the first voice, yeah, let's say that again. You remember the first voice, so he was on it, Avi Gans, a wonderful, wonderful individual, and he's on The Voice, and you have all those people there, and there's one guy that won't hit the thing, Aviv Geffen, a famous singer, apparently. And I think it's normally I would tell you it's usher to watch. I think it's good musr for you. You can go on tonight. I give you a heter. There's music. It's all the things that are usher. But it's usher to watch any other video after that. Don't watch anything else because then it leads you on. And then all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you watch 85 videos. Listen to this. It just struck me. Because I watched it and I said, I need a heter that I watched something that was usher. So now I'm going to tell you the vort. So he sings, and then what happens is, you know how this works, they're all facing the other way, and they press, and they see they're expecting some guy with dreadlocks, and it's this guy with a beard and a big kippah sruga, and sits his hang out, and they go, "Why? I don't know, you thought he means that, I don't." And Aviv Geffen won't turn around, and finally he turns around, and he's shocked, and he says, "Rabbi, what are you doing about it?" And then out of nowhere, there's nothing to do, his song was not a Jewish song, he says the following line, "Lama Bacharta be'elokim. Why'd you choose God?" Beautiful line, he answers, and he said, "Ani lo bacharti be'elokim. Elokim bacharbi." And everybody's like, "Yeah, Jerry!" Everybody's going crazy. There's a whole audience, basically of non-from people. And he keeps going on, and he keeps saying, he says, "Oh, come on, I believe, you know who Elokim is nowadays?" He says, "It's Google, because Google knows everything." And I go, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, what do you start to hear? Murmuring. The whole audience is saying, right? It was awesome. And they go, "Oh, see?" And he got scared. He's like, "Okay, I'm going to be quiet." But isn't that the MS? He's saying, we didn't one day wake up and say, God chose us, and he said to us, "Nu Rabbeisai, I have this great gift. I'm sorry I had to take it away, but it's bechia for me. And now you're going to spend 9 days at least, and maybe a few days, whatever we have left. You're going to spend the next 5 days and say, I want the Beis HaMikdash. Kashli pray daschem. That's so difficult for me. It's so difficult that there's an achdus now. I want to see that achdus. We should be zeiche to mourn in the appropriate way, which will bring the Beis HaMikdash. Hashlishi b'meheir v'yameinu.